Hey there. Welcome to our aircraft testing field here in Amesbury, England. I'm Tam, an aerospace engineer who specializes in aircraft safety mechanisms, meaning I design systems that keep pilots and aircraft safe. One of the projects I work on is designing stunt planes. If you've ever seen a stunt plane show, these planes usually fly trajectories with tons of turns, twists, and dips, which makes for an awesome show. At the testing site, you saw how the curves in the flight paths can be modelled with parabolas or quadratic equations. You learned that our security system uses the risk points of these parabolas, the points at which the parabolas intersect the x-axis, to automatically slow down planes at those points, as a safety measure. You also identified that the safe flight paths are ones that do not cross the x-axis. I is the foundation of a type of number called imaginary numbers. They're imaginary because they don't exist on the real number line. Unlike real numbers, imaginary numbers cannot be represented physically. I can have 5 apples or be at -2 foot elevation, but I cannot observe a quantity of I. Weird, isn't it? We need this representation because the real numbers, the numbers on the number line, aren't sufficient to provide the roots of all quadratics, like ones that do not cross the x-axis. More generally, this applies to all functions that may not have real roots.